if everything goes well, all the people that you work for sent you your W-4, so you should have all the material you need, all your receipts in front of you right now on February 2nd, and be able to fill out that form and get those taxes in right away. Doesn't work like that.
Yeah, take 2 days off of work just if you're doing it yourself.
Talk us off the ledge, please. Certified public accountant Lori Anderson, glad to have you with us this morning.
Glad to be here.
Really, we're so glad to see you. The Affordable Care Act has offered a big change, particularly people who weren't insured before. Whether you did the right thing and you got signed up, or you didn't, you may be facing some penalties. So I'm hoping you'll be able to talk us through some of the differences in filing taxes this year. Because I'll tell you what, the IRS says they don't have enough people to answer the phone. So we're counting on people like you, right?
Pretty much.
Okay, so your phone's ringing off the hook.
It is.
Tell us more about primarily the difference that the Affordable Care Act means for filing taxes this year.
The Affordable Care Act is you have extra lines on your 1040, and they relate to, did you have health insurance in 2014? Were you eligible for the credits? Did you get too much credit? Did you not give enough credit? And are you going to have to pay or not? And then the penalties. And everybody thinks, there are a lot of people who say, I can't afford health insurance, and the penalty of $95, I'll just pay the $95. Mm-hmm. And there's this complex computation for, it's not just $95. It's the greater of $95
or
1% above a certain threshold for each filing credit bracket that you're in.
Okay. All right. So there is a little fine print.
There's a lot of fine print.
Okay. So,
what would taxes be without fine print? Come on.
No kidding. And the first thing you're going to have is, you have to have a 1095A, which you're going to receive from your health insurance provider.
Oh, that's a new form.
It's a new form. You're supposed to have that by January 31st. Oh, gee, that deadline's passed, isn't it?
Well, HR departments all over the country are scrambling to make sure those 1095s went out.
Yes.
And so it might come in the mail today.
It might.
This is something that's coming from the employer?
From the
It's coming from the health insurance provider.
Oh, okay.
For a lot of self-employed people.
Got it.
Or those who are not working for a W-2.
Okay.
And they may come through. And here it is. You might have gotten it by January 31st. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks from now, you're going to get a corrected one. And if you filed your taxes in between.
Okay.
You may be amending your tax return.
Yeah, you have to file the amendment form. Our CPA of note here, Denver area CPA, Lori Anderson, is talking us through the weeds of the 2014 filing, especially with this big change, which is the Affordable Care Act. Is there any more headline big change? I guess February 15th is the deadline for 2015 coverage.
Yes, and I was going to bring that up. The penalties for filing, as I just said, when it comes to 2015, mm-hmm. that 95 goes to 395.
Oh,
and
okay.
People are saying, well, that's still cheaper than, what I can afford for health insurance. And then for 2016, it's going to go to 695. That's getting a little steeper. And when you look at the forms you have to fill out, there's, besides the 1095A, you're going to have the 8962 and the 8965. And you want to do it yourself?
I'm lost.
The 8962, of course. I forgot my 8962.
Uh-huh.
It's in my glove box. I'll be right back.
Right, right.
Okay.
That's about the premium tax credits. And the 8965 is the health coverage exemptions. You can have a lot of people out there who are going to be saying, I didn't get a 1095A.
Right.
And the reason they didn't get it is they're one of the exemptions. They receive Medicare. They receive Medicaid.
Okay.
They receive TRICARE. I mean, you're looking at 10 to 20 different exemptions that you're not going to get this 1095A.
Okay. Okay. Can you put a positive spin on all of this? I mean, what's the...
Well,
no. She shakes her head. No,
I'm sorry. I'm trying, but
CPA Lori Anderson. So we're going to need help. What do you suggest in terms of contacting a CPA or some tax assistance? It's probably something you want to get in on early and not wait till April 12th or 13th to get it together.
I'm assuming that if you're one of those do-it-yourself and you go out and get the intuitive tax, all the different things that come out every
year.
Turbo and the mega thing. Yeah,
and
as soon as you pop that in your computer, you go online and it updates all, any changes that the federal government might have made. But that'll all be calculated in there, right?
It'll all be calculated in
there.
Okay. Yeah. If the software is correct.
Yeah.
And many of us, we depend on the software to do all the work for us.
That's right.
Right. Yes, that's true.
And there's
well, that's why
us,
you're paying for it.
There's some of us who were doing taxes before software became available.
And paying before software as well.
that's right. Yeah. All right. So, yes, the IRS, their resources, they may not be able to answer the phone. I guess they're looking at wait times of 30 minutes or greater.
Congress had allocated 850 extra staff to IRS for the Affordable Care Act.
850 for a nation of
FTEs, yes.
Yeah, 300 million taxpayers. Yeah.
And what happened was IRS didn't quite behave themselves last year, and Congress slashed them, their budget. That was the only way they had, the only thing they could do to say, we don't like what you're doing for your conservative nonprofits, for your fancy meetings in California, et cetera. And then we had the sequesters, which automatically cut them.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So IRS is back to 1998 staffing levels. And how many more tax returns are we filing? And how much more complex is it this year?
Yeah. Interesting. Well,
if you get on the phone now, you might get them by Wednesday. So
let's
tell you what.
Start now.
Give us your cell phone number. We'll put it on the air right now. and we'll get you connected. No, we will post this interview, these updates, information about where to go for help if you can find it. And we appreciate you. We'll be thinking about you all spring.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lori Anderson, CPA here in Denver. Appreciate it.